Each summer, when most Valley theaters vacation, I try to locate nearby theaters with a diverse and impressively performed selection of productions. This summer's quest took me to the 53rd Utah Shakespeare Festival in Cedar City, where an unparalleled theater experience awaited me in the three impressively produced shows I saw: an updated version of The Comedy of Errors, set in the 1849 Gold Rush, a new dramatization of Jane Austen's Sense and Sensibility, and a brilliant staging of Stephen Sondheim's musical version of several popular fairy tales, Into the Woods. The productions were staged this season in two theaters, including the outdoor Adams Shakespearean Theater that, while smaller, recreates in meticulous detail London's Globe Theater, where the Bard's plays originally premiered, plus an indoor space, the Randall L. Jones Theater. A third theater complex opens in 2016. As demonstrated by the three productions I reviewed, the Utah Shakespeare Festival doesn't just stage the Bard's works. And I saw only half of the six productions staged this summer at the theaters located on the Southern Utah University campus in this theater-goer-friendly city. The other plays this summer included the history play Henry IV Part 1 and the comedies Twelfth Night and Measure for Measure. An almost 70-person acting ensemble consisting of professional actors and student performers essay the roles in the six productions. The zany and clever updating of the Bard's well-worn The Comedy of Errors gave the play a new vibrancy when the impressive acting ensemble lit the show on comedic fire. The play of Mistaken Identities tells of four children involved in a shipwreck who later find out they are from different families but are related in a way they never understood previously. Even people who are not normally entertained by Shakespeare comedies were entranced by this delightful farce. The production played before scenery that created the dusty Western setting, and historic costumes added to the pleasing visual pictures created by director Brad Carroll. It's hard to pick favorite performers in a company that flawlessly executed all the Comedy of Errors roles, but Chris Amos was a stalwart Antipholus of Syracuse, Cassandra Bissell was superb as his hard-driving and opinionated wife, Adriana, and Eva Balestrieri was gutsy as her sister, Luciana. The two actresses played very different sisters a few hours earlier in a matinee performance of Sense and Sensibility that I will review on Thursday when I also critique Into the Woods. For KBAQ, I'm Chris Curcio.